Cool, Russ. Well, thanks so much for joining us here in Charlotte. How are you out there in L.A.?
It's doing great. Good to be with you.
I understand you guys are in the studio recording another album, huh?
We're working on a new CD. It should be coming out in March of 2019.
When you... I have so many questions. As a fan of the band, there's a lot of things I want to know, but I'm also, like, as a broadcaster, I'm like, I want to do what's entertaining as well. But for a band like you guys, where, you know, it's a jazz band, and obviously there's not a lot of vocal work, do you find the studio to be more fun for you, or do you like taking the show on the road and being playing live?
Well, they're totally, completely different vibes, but I've really loved composing music. That's my favorite process is the creation of it. And then, of course, the production and the recording is fun, too. But then when you get the reaction from the crowds, there's really nothing that can duplicate that.
When you're doing your writing for the Rippingtons, is it something that you have in the head? Like, do you wake up in the morning with, like, beats in your head, and you're like, I got to get in the studio and lay this down?
I used to be like that. I used to carry around a pencil and paper and write the ideas down. And then if I would forget one, I'd say, oh, that's gone forever. And then I started realizing over the years that the ideas would come back. Mm. And I didn't have to really even – the process is so subconscious. It's incredible. So, really, I feel like the music kind of writes itself.
22 albums you've done, man. This and the one you're working on now, according to my math, that'd be 23. It's a lot of songs.
That's a lot of songs. And the challenge is to break new ground and do things we haven't done. And that's what I love about composing now, is I'm reaching in totally kind of different directions that I never would have been able to do.
How?
It's remained a challenge for me all these years.
How are you doing that? Like, what are you doing differently on this album that maybe fans of the Rips haven't heard before?
Well, we delved a little bit into the EDM kind of techno-based vibe on the last album and had some real success with that with Wild Tales. So I'm experimenting with, well, there's a lot of moving parts involved.
Mm-hmm.
I love changing textures. That's kind of, I think, what I would have to say overall is that there's a lot of textural changes on the new CD. And, you know, that also the challenge is bringing out the best performance in each player. And so as the players have matured over the years and our relationships have gotten closer, I really enjoy writing for people like Brandon Fields. I just love, and for all the guys in the band, I really love getting their input.
Russ Freeman joining us here. He's going to be in town for Jazz Fest Saturday night, June 16th. There are a few tickets still available. This show's going to be great, Russ. It's an awesome theater that you're going to be playing at Uptown with the. By the way, we don't have a downtown Charlotte. We have an Uptown Charlotte.
It's always better.
So you got a nice scene of the city, you know, with us playing out there at the amphitheater. And we can get tickets right now. You can go to kiss951.com, v101.9.com to get your tickets. Russ, you mentioned a lot of the players that you like writing for. And since the band has been around for so many decades, obviously your players have come and gone and you've changed, you know, certain members of the group. You're the one constant with the Rippingtons, which is fantastic for a fan of the band like me, because we know as fans we're always going to get a certain type of sound that we expect to get from a Russ Freeman, you know, band, regardless of who's in and who's out. But how difficult is it for you when you make an album and you're adding a couple players that you hadn't had in the last album? I mean, is there a feeling out process?
Well, the albums are somewhat different than the you know, the concerts, because you can kind of hand pick who you want for your albums. Like, for example, I really love Jimmy Johnson's playing, fantastic bass player. And he's come in, he's actually played on the first album, and then he came back for the 20th anniversary. So you got to reach in your pocket for, you know, fabulous players, which are everywhere. But I have to say that one of the phenomenon is that after about 10 years of the band, it really started to settle in with the live band. And I noticed the same guys playing together create a magic that you just can't really even replicate with the best studio guys.
So I work on a pop station here, which is so interesting because, you know, I'm a fan of you guys, but yet I host a pop morning show. And a lot of our acts, you know, they go into the recording studio and, you know, they have to lay down the vocals and stuff, but you don't have to worry about that. Russ, if you don't have a voice or you're not feeling well, there's no show canceling. Isn't that nice?
And imagine these poor vocalists, you know, they can't work six nights in a row. They've got to take a break.
Right. And that's something that you don't have to deal with.
Yeah, and I love the universality of music. I remember the first time we went to Japan, I heard my music on the sidewalk, and I thought, well, this is great because there's no language barrier. You know, they can enjoy the melodies and whatever it means to them and their language it means to them.
Russ Freeman with Maney here on Kiss 95.1 and V101.9, talking about Jazz Fest happening this Saturday, June 16th. Russ, all the way out there in L.A., woke up early. Is this early for you, or do you tend to get up and kind of get working?
I get working really early, Maney.
Good for you, dude. When you hit the studio, you have a sound that you said, like that like a tune in your head. And when you guys get in there, it's a jam session, which is so cool. Do the songs that you see before you start recording it take a new life as you're recording it? Is that something that happens when you guys are doing the albums and stuff?
Absolutely, sure. You get input, and something can go in a different direction. That's what's really great about collaboration with great musicians. I mean, I think that's one of the reasons why the band has been so successful for all these years.
You know, it's you're very different than the average artist that I talk to who has a pop single on the radio and we may or may not ever hear from them again. You know what I mean? Or the Taylor, honestly, true. Or the Taylor Swifts of the world who, you know, she doesn't write her own stuff and she just goes in there and she's got this persona. You know, you as a musician, for me in the top 40 world, it's a thrill. So I appreciate your time, by the way. What does the Weather Channel mean to you? Like, how did that take the band in a different direction, if it did at all?
Well, there's such great friends we have over at the Weather Channel. Jim Cantore's a good friend, and they're fantastic people. And they started playing my music on air, I don't know, must have been 15 years ago. And they noticed a real reaction from fans calling in. So they've been super helpful, and they're wonderful people.
I think the first song I remember had to be 1990, man. We're talking years ago, and it was probably Welcome to the St. James Club. And by the way, at 15 years old, growing up in New Jersey in a predominantly like white neighborhood like I did, you know, to tell people that like I was digging the Rippingtons, they were like, what? And then I played it for them. Russ, I would play it for them, and then they love it. I love that reaction. That's why I'm bringing like three cats with me who had never been to a jazz fest before. And I'm like, listen, you are going to love this performance.
It's so funny that we get, I know, now our third generation of fans, kids, grandkids of our original fans. And that's, again, I think it speaks to the universality of instrumental music. It's just got a lasting power.
It's beautiful. It's awesome. A couple more questions that we'll let Russ Freeman go from the Rippingtons. When you're doing a live show, so like you're performing here on Saturday night, how do you come up with the set list? Is this something you're going to whip together on the plane? Are you guys already preparing for Saturday night's performance?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, here's the good news. We have such a deep catalog.
No kidding.
That we can reach left and right. And so we've kind of fine-tuned our set list over the past years. And we notice, of course, the people love the classics. They love the old classics. And so we add quite a bit of those. And then, you know, there's crowd-pleasing tunes, and there's tunes where we'll stretch out a little bit and let the players. So it's just very easy to make our set list now.
I love it. If you're taking requests, Tourist in Paradise, Wednesday Child. God, I love that. Oh, man.
That's the Kirk Whalum. What a great player, huh?
I mean, just so great. It all comes together nicely. I told you I'm a fan growing up. You know, always loved your music, Russ. And if you were to tell us, someone came up to you and said, hey, I love your stuff, and we would be surprised to know that. Who was that? Anyone? Actors, athletes, anybody that might surprise us?
Oh, sure. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, fantastic people.
Who was the most
years?
Recent one that, you know, kind of would surprise us that might have come up to you?
Well, I got to think about that now. You caught me on the spot with that one.
Yeah, I was just thinking. I'm like, you know, because it's like, you know, maybe who knows? You know, you see Clooney. Clooney's like, Russ, I love your stuff. Oh my gosh, because it's so universal. Everybody, yeah. Every race, every
you know,
gender.
It's funny. You go out and you tour and you just see such nice people on the road. And that's what's another great thing about touring is, and on these festivals. You meet friends you haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah. Man, we are excited. We are really excited to have the Rippingtons out here. Charles Whitfield is the one who works for my sister station, the Urban Station over there, and he puts Jazz Fest together and works so hard on it. And I've been begging him for like the last 4 years to try and get you guys out here, and it's finally happened. So I'm super excited to see you, and I know a lot of people are. Ticket sales are going fast, so you guys got to jump
Fantastic.
On these tickets.
Well, we're really looking forward to it, Manny.
All right, Russ, it's been a pleasure talking to you, my man. Enjoy Charlotte when you get here. Make sure you grab some barbecue.
I look forward to seeing you. Thank you.
And don't forget, it's Uptown.
Uptown.
There you go. Russ Freeman, everyone. Tickets available for the June 16th show. Ticketmaster.com, V101, and Kiss951.com. Thanks, Russ.
Take care, man. Appreciate it.
Okay.